variety store and a convenience store. A variety store carries most of the knickknacks and special merchandise like corkscrews, wrenches, and different things, toys, Coca-Cola, anything you want.
Things for children.
Little hardware and this.
Toys and toys, school supplies.
School supplies, pencils, nails, hammers.
Okay, what do you call the store that you might stop at when you're shopping and buy a worn meal or a sandwich? They usually have a few tables, but you can stop at one of them. Sometimes you
cafe,
find...
Cafe, restaurant, delicatessen.
Excuse me?
Cafe.
What else?
Restaurant.
Yeah.
Delicatessen.
Okay.
Delicatessen.
Okay. That's what I wanted. What do you call the kinds of things that people have? When people don't want to bother with the stove and the oven, they can use something else to heat the food.
Toaster.
Okay.
Warm oven.
Microwave oven.
Electric oven. Microwave oven. Yes.
Okay. What do you call a coin-operated self-service laundry in the neighborhood?
Coin laundry.
Okay. What else?
Laundromat.
Okay. And what do you call that container that you like at home and you put dirty clothes in it?
Clothes hamper.
Okay.
Clothes basket.
Okay.
Dirty clothes.
Okay. Okay. Does it always have a lid with it?
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
A lot of them don't.
Okay. Is there any difference between the kinds if they have a lid or not?
Well, the stuff dries out quicker and it doesn't have a lid on it.
Okay.
Just hides them about all the time.
Keeps the smell out.
Yeah, it don't get any air.
And they will smell
it. And mold if they stand there too long.
I know. Yeah. Okay, what do you call the instrument that you use to pick up the dust on the floor?
Dustpan? Sweeper? Electric sweeper?
Well, no. You have to plug it in.
Electric sweeper, vacuum cleaner.
Okay. And the little thing inside that catches the dust that you have to empty is called the...
Bag.
Okay. Vacuum bag?
Vacuum bag.
Okay. And like when you're mopping, you have to have a little plastic thing to dip the mop in.
Mop bucket.
A mop bucket.
And an automatic wringer, yeah.
Okay, or it's made out of plastic. It's always called a bucket. Do you ever call it a pail?
Pail.
A pail, is that the same thing?
Yeah. Mop pail, mop bucket.
Okay, what do you call that kind of machine that some people have at home for reducing the bulk in their garbage or trash?
Garbage condenser, not condenser. Compactor,
okay, or a presser?
Presser, yes.
Trash presser? Okay, and what do you call the receptacle that you put garbage in for the people to pick it up?
Garbage can, garbage pail.
Okay,
right.
And the big one that you will see at businesses or at apartment complexes, you may have one here. You know, it's maybe 10 feet long. What do you call that? The garbage truck comes along and picks it up. And lifts it over and empties it out.
I don't know if it's community garbage. I don't know. What about bin? Call them bins, I guess.
A
garbage
bin.
Bin.
Okay.